completely, you know, a complex issue. I just started to sense there's variation there, you know, that smell I smelled yesterday, I went to the same spot, but today I smell different. So how come is that? And at that time, I didn't have other devices than my own nose. So I started to train my nose to be very sophisticated. And I always travel with a small tool, a small kind of training, like I had very big concerns about fitness. And I decided that time that, wow, I better also train my senses. Otherwise, they might also decay. Somehow there was this intuition of, yeah, that makes sense, you know. And that's still the case. I mean, there's not one day I don't train my nose.
When you first started these trainings and becoming interested in this field and sort of diving right in, at some point you decided to set up your laboratory, right?
No, so from 1990 until 97, I've been literally traveling the world, and I ended up in East Europe because I had come to this, to the point that let me place myself in a complete other world, you know, where I don't understand the language, where I don't have access to material goods because it was in the middle of the, you know, of the changes in East Europe. So it was an excellent moment to experience the world from a different perspective. And coming from the West Coast of Norway was like, you know, I was determined to take over the family business, and I kind of escaped everything by going more and more eastwards, you know, where I got more and more challenges and challenged myself in multiple ways, with language, intellectually and emotionally, and ended up in Russia. And that's really changed my life, you know, where I was so dependent of exactly this invisible and my skill to be independent, you know, was so essential there that I could enjoy my own company and sit down and always have something to do because of what I just said, you know, the topic of concern was my own breath, literally. So after Moscow, I then moved to West Berlin and it was called West Berlin that time. So I decided I make Berlin as my hub because I was still very connected to East Europe, you know, and I used it a lot and traveled a lot and kept my connections to Moscow and to Warsaw. And my daughter's also half Russian. So it's for me a very important kind of, source in terms of, you know, intellectual kind of substance. You know, I was always fascinated by culture and by literature, by philosophy. So I got to a point where I said, what do I do now? You know, now I've spent all these years experiencing what the sense of smell is, what the device or interface knows and sensors, wherever we have them on the body, are capable of doing, you know. What do I do now? So I had never in my life, till then, Saskia, used perfume or deodorant or any smell added on my body, you know, for whatever purpose. Somehow it was not in my system to think I had to. And I think that also probably was because I was very much outdoor. I was totally alert. I was very, you know, in the moment. I was living very heavily in the moment, literally, and observing the moment full time. So somehow I tried to be as naked, as a metaphor, as possible, to take in the all the information I could. And that continued. That's still the case, you know. Now it's a little bit different because now I do things other ways, But, so I got to a point like, okay, what now, you know? Is there any knowledge there I can dock onto or learn more from? And might be someone that can, you know, take me on internship, etc., to explore what is possible and what is not. And there was a moment where I understood, oh, there's a whole industry called perfumery, you know, detergent and, you know, soap and sanitizer, you name it, I say it. I had no clue existed, And started to kind of looked into, wow, what is that? How can I get access to that? So I had an invitation to do a project in Paris at the Fondation Cartier. I knew that France was, you know, parfum, you know, and scent was a kind of topic that everybody knew. So I asked the Cartier Foundation, this was in 97, I think. It was one of my first projects ever in the institution like that. So I reached out to them. I said, by the way, do you think there could be a laboratory in Paris that I could work with or work in? I have a PhD in chemistry, organic chemistry. I have a skill to use whatever chemical, if there is something that we call chemical and smell. Anyway, so long story short, I accomplished to work with the lab of Quest at that time, before Quest fused with Givaudan.
So as a quick aside for those who don't know, Quest was a fragrance and flavors producer that was acquired by Givaudan, another fragrance house based in Switzerland, in a merger that finalized in 2008.
So I